Monday, October the 11th, 10, Freakishlon 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat Parasha Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Genesis 13.
Abram inherits Canaan.
Abram went up out of Egypt, he, his wife, all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. There Abram called on the name of Yahweh. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks, and herds, and tents. The land was not able to bear them, that they might live together, for their substance was great, so that they could not live together. There was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived in the land at that time. Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Please separate yourself from me. If you go to the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right hand, then I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes, and saw the plain of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose the plain of the Jordan for himself. Lot traveled east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinners against Yahweh. Yahweh said to Abram, after Lot was separated from him, "Now, lift up your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give to you, and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then your seed may also be numbered. Rise, walk through the land in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you." Abram moved his tent, and came and lived by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to Yahweh. Matthew 10.
The 12 Apostles.
He called to himself his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the names of the 12 emissaries are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, Jacob the son of Zebedee, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, Jacob the son of Alphae, Levi, whose surname was Taddai, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him.
Sending out the 12.
Yeshua sent these 12 out, and commanded them, saying, "Don't go among the Gentiles, and don't enter into any city of the Samaritans. Rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Freely you received, so freely give. Don't take any gold, nor silver, nor brass in your money belts. Take no bag for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. Into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you go on. As you enter into the household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come in it, but if it isn't worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever doesn't receive you, nor hear your words, as you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Most certainly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Persecutions are coming.
Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the nations. But when they deliver you up, don't be anxious how or what you will say, for it will be given you in that hour what you will say. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Brother will deliver a brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents, and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but the wanderers to the end will be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next, for most certainly I tell you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel, until the Son of Man has come. A disciple is not above his rabbi, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be like his rabbi, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known.
Yeshua teaches the fear of Elohim.
What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim in the house setups. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows.
Confess Messiah before men.
Everyone therefore who confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
Messiah brings division.
Don't think that I came to send peace on the earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at odds against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. He who doesn't take his cross and follow after me, isn't worthy of me. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
A cup of cold water.
He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, most certainly I tell you he will in no way lose his reward. Matthew 11.
John the Immerser sends messengers to Yeshua.
It happened that when Yeshua had finished directing his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and proclaim in their cities. Now when John heard in the prison the works of Messiah, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you he who comes, or should we look for another? Yeshua answered them, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is he who finds no occasion for stumbling in me. As these went their way, Yeshua began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But why did you go out? You see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. For this is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Most certainly I tell you, among those who are born of women there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Immerser, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the Torah prophesied until John. If you are willing to receive it, this is Elijah, who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces, who call to their companions and say, We played the flute for you, and you didn't dance. We mourned for you, and you didn't lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children.
Woe to the impenitent cities.
Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they didn't repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, It will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, who were exalted to heaven, you will go down to Sheol. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom which were done in you, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, on the day of judgment, than for you.
Yeshua gives true rest.
At that time, Yeshua answered, I thank you, Father, Adonai of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows the Son, except the Father, neither does anyone know the Father, except the Son, and he to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 12.
Yeshua is the Adonai of the Sabbath.
At that time, Yeshua went on the Sabbath day through the grain fields. His disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But the Pharisees, when they saw it, said to him, Behold, your disciples do what is not legal to do on the Sabbath. But he said to them, Haven't you read what David did, when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered into the house of Elohim, and ate the showbread, which was not legal for him to eat, neither for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the Torah, that on the Sabbath day, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are guiltless? But I tell you that one greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy, and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Adonai of the Sabbath.
Healing on the Sabbath.
He departed there, and went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man with a withered hand. They asked him, Is it legal to heal on the Sabbath day? That they might accuse him. He said to them, What man is there among you, who has one sheep, and if this one falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, won't he grab into it, and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is legal to do good on the Sabbath day. Then he told the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and it was restored whole, just like the other. But the Pharisees went out, and conspired against him, how they might destroy him.
Behold, my servant.
Yeshua, perceiving that, withdrew from there. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and commanded them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit on him. He will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not strive, nor shout, neither will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He won't break a bruised reed. He won't quench a smoking flax, until he leads justice to victory. In his name, the nations will hope.
A house divided cannot stand.
Then one possessed by a demon, blind and mute, was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. All the multitudes were amazed, and said, Can this be the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This man does not cast out demons, except by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons. Knowing their thoughts, Yeshua said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? If I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of Elohim cast out demons, then the kingdom of Elohim has come upon you. Or how can one enter into the house of the strong man, and plunder his goods, unless he first bind the strong man? Then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who doesn't gather with me, scatters.
The unpardonable sin.
Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the set-apart Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither in this age, nor in that which is to come.
A tree known by its fruit.
Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man out of his good treasure brings out good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings out evil things. I tell you that every idle word that men speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
The scribes and Pharisees ask for a sign.
Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, Rabbi, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, but no sign will be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for they repented at the proclaiming of Jonah, and behold, someone greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
An unclean spirit returns.
But the unclean spirit, when he is gone out of the man, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and doesn't find it. Then he says, I will return into my house from which I came out, and when he has come back, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes, and takes with himself 7 other spirits more evil than his, and they enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Even so will it be also to this evil generation.
Shall his mother and brothers send for him?
While he was yet speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, seeking to speak to him. One said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers stand outside, seeking to speak to you. But he answered him who spoke to him, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? He stretched out his hand towards his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother, and sister, and mother. Matthew 13.
The parable of the sower.
On that day Yeshua went out of the house, and sat by the seaside. Great multitudes gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat, and sat, and all the multitudes stood on the beach. He spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, a farmer went out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell by the roadside, and the birds came and devoured them. Others fell in rocky ground, where they didn't have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. When the sun had risen, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked them. Others fell in good soil, and yielded fruit, some 100 times as much, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
The purpose of parables.
The disciples came, and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered them, To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it is not given to them. For whoever has, to him will be given, and he will have abundance, but whoever doesn't have, from him will be taken away even that which he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they don't see, and hearing, they don't hear, neither do they understand. In them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, By hearing you will hear, and will in no way understand, seeing you will see, and will in no way perceive, for this people's heart has grown callous, their ears are dull of hearing. They have closed their eyes, or else perhaps they might perceive with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should turn again, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For most certainly I tell you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see the things which you see, and didn't see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and didn't hear them.
The parable of the sower explained.
Hear, then, the parable of the farmer. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes, and snatches away that which has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown by the roadside. What was sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word, and immediately with joy receives it, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. When oppression or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. What was sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. What was sown on the good ground, this is he who hears the word, and understands it, who most certainly bears fruit, and brings forth, some 100 times as much, some 60, and some 30.
The parable of the wheat and the tares.
He set another parable before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while people slept, his enemy came and sowed darnel weeds also among the wheat, and went away. But when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then the darnel weeds appeared also. The servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where did this darnel come from? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest perhaps while you gather up the darnel weeds, you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the harvest time I will tell the reapers, First, gather up the darnel weeds, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
The parable of the mustard seed.
He set another parable before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and sowed in his field, which indeed is smaller than all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in its branches.
The parable of the leaven.
He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, until it was all leavened.
Prophecy and the parables.
Yeshua spoke all these things in parables to the multitudes, and without a parable, he didn't speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world.
The parable of the tares explained.
Then Yeshua sent the multitudes away, and went into the house. His disciples came to him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the darnel weeds of the field. He answered them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, and the good seed, these are the children of the kingdom, and the darnel weeds are the children of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. As therefore the darnel weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that cause stumbling, and those who do iniquity, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
The parable of the hidden treasure.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found, and hid. In his joy, he goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field.
The parable of the pearl of great price.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a merchant seeking fine pearls, who having found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had, and bought it.
The parable of the dragnet.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet, that was cast into the sea, and gathered some fish of every kind, which, when it was filled, they grew up on the beach. They sat down, and gathered the good into containers, but the bad they threw away. So will it be in the end of the world. The angels will come forth, and separate the wicked from among the righteous, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Yeshua said to them, Have you understood all these things? They answered him, Yes, Adonai. He said to them, Therefore, every scribe who has been made a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a householder, who brings out of his treasure new and old things.
Yeshua rejected at Nazareth.
It happened that when Yeshua had finished these parables, he departed from there. Coming into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished, and said, Where did this man get this wisdom, and these mighty works? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother called Mary, and his brothers, Jacob, Joseph, Simon, and Judah? Aren't all of his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all of these things? They were offended by him. But Yeshua said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and in his own house. He didn't do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah! HNV version, in the public domain.